Just like the bread that you buy at the store.
Light bread, it was called light bread.
Okay.
They used to make a lot of that. Like my mother used to. My wife never had it. My mother used to make a lot of light bread. Yeah, well anyway, okay.
What do you call a round pastry that's about that big around and it has a hole in the middle?
Donut.
Okay. Does your wife ever make those?
Ma'am.
Does your wife ever make those?
No. My wife's too busy.
Yeah, I don't guess she's got too much time for
that. Not too much of a cook.
What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and they're cooked on a green skillet and you eat them with butter and syrup?
Okay, exactly.
Okay. Now, these are the things that you pile up in a stack, you know, and you put butter on the top and pour syrup over them?
Pancakes.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Mizzen.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl and hog's head and things like that?
South meat.
Okay.
South meat or pressed meat. Now, old people used to call it pressed meat, but I think the right name is south meat.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Sweet.
And how about the same thing in a peach? What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
What?
A peach whose meat sticks to the seed.
Oh, that's a plum peach.
Alright, and what about the other one?
That's a desert peach.
Okay.
A salt peach.
Okay. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Did you say beans?
That don't have to be shelled.
String beans.
Okay. And what do you call beans that do have to be shelled?
Shell beans.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Tops of turnips. They're kind of green.
Okay. What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Rubber.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Ground squirrel.
Okay. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Yeah, that's it. Now we call them polecat, but I think the right name is skunk, I think.
Okay.
Which for you would be the best pronunciation, but
Mean same thing.
Well, we call them
bullcats. What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it hops?
A
little creature, a little animal. It's about that big around and it hops along the ground. And some live in water and some live on the land. Okay. Now, what would you call one that lives on the land?
Bullfrog.
Okay. And what about one that lives in the water?
Bullfrog.
What do you call a smaller one that makes a chirping noise? Sometimes they live up in trees. Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
I never did know any name except just plain bait.
Okay.
Bait.
What do you call particularly large worms that are used for bait?
Well, so many different kinds of worms. I hardly know what, and I don't know the names of any of them other than grub worms. There's a grub worm.
Okay.
That comes from here. Crawfish. No, crawfish. That wouldn't be a crawfish, wouldn't be a worm.
Grubworm's fine.
Yeah.
A grubworm's fine.
Grubworm, okay. Well, that's one.